very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 19th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the shortage of medical drugs, especially surgical anesthetics that has hit Harare Hospital and other referral hospitals throughout the country.
To join our discussion, send a text message to 1202-465-0318 or go to www.voashona.com or www.voaindebele.com and www.voazimbabwe.com.
We are also broadcasting on our 909 AM 6065 and also 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the critical shortage of medical drugs following a memorandum from the Health Ministry entitled Suspension of Elective List Drug Shortage.
The circular lists the drugs that have run out and adds that all surgeries have been suspended for the time being, and only maternity and intensive care unit, or ICU, will be done.
And according to the memorandum, the situation will be reviewed next week as authorities are busy trying to replenish the stocks.
There was a deterioration of infrastructure, lack of investment, poor remuneration of health workers, shortage of essential supplies and commodities that led to the near collapse of the health sector in late 2008 and early 2009. The situation slightly improved during the government of national unity in 2009, but now the situation has further deteriorated.
And a few months ago, some hospital outpatient wards in Harare and Bulawayo were closed due to the shortage of drugs and a pay dispute between junior doctors and the government. Wonguka ama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa negutaura nezve mamiro akaita zvinhu muchipatara matiri kunzwa kuti vamwe vanhu vari kuti vakaenda hakuna mishonga kana hatingataya mapain killers nekudaro pakunzi pambomiswe kuvhiya vanhu kana kuti maoperations anenge achifungwa kuti haana kukosha nekudaro zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kuoperatwa kana kuvhiyiwa ndevaya vanenge vachida kutovhiyiwa kana kuoperatwa chiripo ripocho tingati vaya vanenge vapinda munjodzi nevamwe nevamwe asi vaya vanenge vachimbonzi mozoya mwedzi unouya kuti tikuvhiyei vari kumbonzi chimbomirai nekuti mishonga hakuna uye tiri kunzwawo kuti zvinhu hazvina kubira zvakanaka muzvipatara nekuti vana chiremba navana mukoti havasi kufarawo nemari dzavari kupiwa dzavanoti ishoma. Chris.
Yevo kambe Blessing. Valaleli lamhlanje sixoxa ke ngodaba lokusilela kwemithi ikakhulu le esetshenziswayo nxa umuntu ehlinzwa lokho kuthiwa i-operation ngesilungu. Kuthiwa ke hayi kumbi kabi kakhulu sekuze kwathunyezwa le ncwadi evela kugatsha lwezempilakahle. Impilakahle besithi bona hayi sebemile ukuhlinza osekusele kuphela yikuthi bahlinze labo ababe belobuhlungu obubangelwa ikakhulu zingozi zemgwaqweni kumbe labana ababebeletha. Blessing.
Wonguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera nekuti nyaya dzezveutano dzakakosha uye ikodzero yemunhu kuti anga achikwanisa kuti akaenda kuchipatara anga achirapwa ne kwete zvakuitika zvekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vaya vane zvirwere zvegomarara Chris vane zvirwere zvakaita sana cancer varungoenda kana vaenda waakuda inonzi chemotherapy mapiritsi avanenge uchinwa kuti unaye kuri kunzi mapiritsi waya haako nekudaro unofanira kunge uchienda kunotenga nemari yako mapiritsi acho anenge anodhura dzimwe nguva kusvika pamadhora angasvike zana nematanhatu pasesheni imwe chete kana kuti kuma600 pasesheni pamwe unenge uchida matatu kazhinji mari yacho inogona kunge akusvika kuma 3,000, 5,000 kuti ngochirapwa, asi vanhu vakawanda havana mari idzodzo, nekudaro vari ngonzi dzokerai kumba, zvinozoita kuti vanhu varasikirwe neupenyu nezvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti vanokwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kunge vachirapwa. Chris
blessing hai umumo kaumanga kahle sibili kwezempila kahle. Siyezwa kuthiwa kwendaweni ezinengi sokwenzakala ukubana nxa usithi uyoyelatshwa kumele uzithengele okunye okusetshenziswayo okugoqela lona igazi eliphiwa ngabantu kungelambadalo, kodwa hayi yonke into sithengiswa. Blessing, ufuna ukuya ukuthi uyenzwa kumbe i-operation sokuqale uyethenga lokho okufunakalayo, kumbe iloko abathi infusion eyokufaka igazi leyana, uyathenga konke uyazithengela. Into kathi ingayaziwa ngensuku zakudala abantu babesiya isibhedlela ufike usiyelatshwa ungelakho konke lokho, osokutsho kona phela ukuthi nxa ungela mali kutsho ukuthi hayi impilo yakho isengozini. Blessing.
Onguka hama wadiwa sezviri kutaurwa naChris apo, imwe nyaya iri kunetsa ndeyekuti vaya vanenge varasikirwa neropa vari kunzi vange vachiritenga, nekuti kuchipatara hakuna iroro paracho iroro. Vanhu ukaenda chero chawaitwa munenge makunzi mhanya yekufamasi munotenga mushonga, asi kune vamwe nenyaya yavo yakaita mamiriro akaita zvinhu nyaya dzezveupfumi, Chris, zviri kubuda pachena kuti havasi vese vanokwanisa kunge vachitenga mishonga muzvipatara. Vazhinji vanenge vachida kuti ubatsirwawo, asi ukanzina unotenga mushonga zvinenge zviri kuti netsei. Nemugovera ndakataurawo navaitai Rusike vecommunity working group vachitaurawo kuti zvimwe zvaakunetsa kumaruwa ndezvekuti nenyaya yekuti ukaenda kunenge kusina mushonga wozoenda unotenga, kana kuti ukagara muchipatara usina mari, vamwe vakutengeserwa mombe, zvikochikari nezvimwe, nekuti vanenge vatadza kubhadhara mari dzezvipatara. So I was talking to Mr. Itai Rusike, the director of the community working group on health, and he was alluding to the fact that people, you know, going to seek for treatment is now a luxury to most people. They are not going there because if they go and they cannot pay their hospital bills, they are losing their properties to authorities. You know, they will come and seize their properties. Donkeys, cattle, or anything, because they would have failed to settle the hospital bills. So he says it's very dangerous because people are simply not going to seek for medical treatment, you know. And once this happens and you go at a later stage, sometimes, you know, it will be too late. And he was urging the government in its budget. I think that is where the other problem is, that when it comes to the budget, most of the money, you know, not only in Zimbabwe, but in most African states, it's put in defense. You know, the defense budget is huge. You look at health and education, there's nothing. I think maybe as per the Abuja declaration that said that at least 15% of all the money in the budget must go to health. If the African countries adhere to that, maybe that might actually help, Chris.
You know, the situation is really bad. I know of some cases where people have been, the patients have been detained because they don't have money. In fact, I know of a number of women, expecting women, who were detained even after giving birth because they don't have the money to pay for the services. That's how bad it is. It's almost like kidnapping, you know.
Of course, we are having problems with our lines, but please just keep trying. Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the critical shortage of drugs in the country's hospital, and this has actually led to some major referral hospitals like Harare Hospital suspending operations that they think are not in the category of what can be classified as an emergency. But this only shows that the crisis in the country's health delivery system is worsening. And I think health experts, Chris, will tell you that most of the money, you know, the drugs and everything, it comes actually from donors. The government is not investing much when it comes to the health delivery system. And sometimes people are told to pay. But unemployment is at 90%. And, you know, this becomes a bit problematic. So what it also means is that people are not able to pay taxes, you know, that the government can otherwise use actually to offset some of those problems. I think we have our first caller in Harare. Vahumba Magadi. Aiwa, tiripo Vahumba. Murikuona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuzvipatara. Uye mune experience here, pane zvimwe zvamakamboona here?
Mukomo wangu handidi kukunyeperai. Ndoda kuti ndikutaurire chikwadi chiri kuitika paground. Inini ndine menzani wa baba vangu inini vakarwara ni cancer inonzi prostate yai. Baiti taenda pa gomo hospital ava. Takasvika zvakanzi mishini iri down. Iri down kudaro ndobva watipa date rekuti muzozouya kuoperation 6 months away. Ane muruwana. Ndobva tabva ipapo ndobva tazoenda kunonzi kukaranda hospital ukoko. It's not a government hospital, it's maybe a mission hospital. Takaona kuti ma services avakati provider ikoko akanga atori far much better than muHarare matakabva isusu matinogara. Saka ndobva vakatofa vasina treatment mubaba wangu ndinotochitarisira kuti hurumende yaamugabe ndiyo inokonzeresa zvese izvozvo. Unoona kuti mari dzese dzinobiwa macorruption anenge achiitika ma15 billion esakabiwayo idzodzo mari idzodzo dzinofanira kunosubsidiza mishonga inofanira kutengwa kunze kwenyika handiti zvipatara zvoita mushonga zvipatara vanhu vorega kuenda kustrike vorega kuti izvetezizi saka ivo kana vachiti corruption tiri kukontrola corruption vachingosiya zvichiitika hazvina zvazvinotibatira zvizvo hama dzedu dziri kufa ndoda kukutaurira chokwadi kuti wana munhu anosapota musangano wezanupf haasati arwara gore raanorwara akaenda pagomo kana kuti paparira nyatwa haasi futi akada kuona chinonzi zanupf bhozi vanhu vari kufa uri pachuu akamira so manesi achiti tiri pagoslow munhu achifa munhu achiti ari pagoslow kana nemu its like total example now tine south africa iri padhuze nesaa south africa vari kuti maservices avo kuzvipatara isi free izvozvo vamwe vakarwara vane access etransport vanokwira voenda kusouth africa vanorapa nekuti hurumende iriko inosubsidiza mishonga toziva kuti mishonga ndida kutengwa but kana maagents aya akaita sana USAID nechichii vanhu madonors aya havazokwanisa zvese saka isusu takashira takati ngavachiita zvese even now kutaura kwatiri kutoita kunokumu mvura chaichaya hatina handiri muriwana kushayikwa kwemvura kunotisiga zvirwere takarwara tienda kuchipatara hapana mushonga saka vanoda kuti tiite sei right
asi ka hurumende iri kuti zviri kukonzerwa nezvirango nai Vahumba
zvirango zvipi zviri kukonzerwa nai mukomo wangu pakabiwa 15 billion panga pane zvirango zvipi zvacho
saka
inzwai mukomo wangu tinotaura nechokwadi chisingaputse ukama right ivo vari kuti zvirango handiti zvakatumirwa zvidhera yavanotaura iyayo handiti zvidhera yakaiswa yakavapo ichirestricta kutengeswa kwemadiamonds kunze kwenyika handiti ndizvozvo right madiamonds obva acherwa kubva paakatanga kucherwa up to now zvirango zviripo zveupfumi zvinorambidza madiamonds dzatengeswa kunze kwenyika madiamonds acho ari kupi iwayo acho airambidwa acho ari kupi kana uchitaura nyaya yezvirango bhozi zvidhera zvirango ka handizi saka anofanira kunge aripo madiamonds acho tinofanira kuaona kuti isusu takatemerwa zvirango zvekutemesa madiamonds kunze kwenyika saka taichera madiamonds aya ari apa ya takarambidzwa kutengesa toshaona kanyika yachoona kuti zvishuwa madiamonds aripo nekuda kwezvirango hapana zvirango vanhu ari kungohwanda management inini daindanga ndirini mutungamiriri wenyika zvandaita ndaifaya maministers ese ndoisa vanhundoisa vanyowani vanoziva basa kwete noministry one obva kunadza ministry oiswa kune anadza ministry oiswa kunodza naministry munhu achiita the same mistake munoramba achingotendedzwa zvakafanana for example ndokupa example ya David Parire Nyata munhu anita four matems ari kuhiobisekta hiobisekta ichiparara vachingoti ngaramba ariko chiti hakuna munhu here minister anokwanisa here kuuya kuhiobisekta omboitiundoti hapana here change inoitika zvinongoda common sense mukomo wangu kunoku kuzimbabwe kunoko wakarwara kufa hakuna chimwe chaona uchienda kuchipatara uzoti kunofa vane mari fine ndivanoenda kunana west end neinei but iri nhau chipatara please kana pane vanhu vari kunzwa nyaya yandiri kutaura ngavagadzirise mahealth sector yes, yes, Victor, Victor, one look at one thing on Vinny and Indonesia. Vinny, I in the end of Spatara, Lagadi, right now at the country we operate. And the innocent Wadza, then, 90, South Africa, maybe in the end when they attend South Africa, and within 2 weeks, considering that all processes are over. But now in Zimbabwe, we are dying because of this in Mugabe. I don't know the inland moving, but the corruption, Gaipe, my clinics, even what I end up on a mirror patchoon, one of the people in the wrong mirror, you can see.
Aiwa, tinotenda shukuru umba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda mgomongo.
Tinotenda shukuru. Chris, you heard from Mr. Humba the harrowing story. He says his father had prostate cancer, but he could not get any treatment in government hospitals, and he says he has hernia. Unfortunately, the doctor said there is nothing that they can do. So he says the only option for most Zimbabweans is to go to South Africa, but unfortunately it's expensive, you know.
Oh, that's sad blessing. We have another caller, Silo Andrew, also Johannesburg. Kunjani Andrew?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila mbani ibizo igama lonke lesibo.
Mina ngu Andrew Zaba.
Oh, Zaba.
Yebo.
Hayi, siyathaba ukuba lawe emoyeni mnumzana Zaba.
Yebo, hayi la ngiyajabula ukungena kuhlelo.
Ye, ungasipha imbono yakho.
Yebo, hayi mina imbono yami ukuthi masikhuluma ngalezi zindaba isuka zingene kakhulu kupolitics. Sokungani sithanda ukukhuluma ngepolitics kakhulu. Kube kathi uhlelo lwamhlango lempila kahle olukhuluma ngoku abantu why bengatholi noma imithi efaneleyo ngasematheatre. Yikho lapha sibone ngathi okufanele kuyenzakale kahle kahle ugatha lwezempila kahle, yena obona ngezempilo kahle uyazi ngakho lokho. Sibone ngathi priority number one kufanele ukuthi kube yimpilo, ngoba laye enje umkhokheli wethu umayigula ugijimisa impilo kakhulu. Siyake size hambe siye endaweni ezisize. Abadala bethu laba belatshwa ngaphandle kwamazwe, kodwa thina ethe silatshwa phakathi kwelizwe. So amboni ukuthi bayasinakakela laba bantu, asazi. Kodwa nxa kungabe kulo muntu wezanupf yakha agule adlule kuze nezo zibhedlela amatheatre nalawo engxenye ngabe bayakulungisa. Ngiyabonga baba, kodwa ke bengingathandi ukuthi ngikhuluma amazwi anjalo kungenxa yobuhlungu bokudlula kwabantu ababuya kathana. Abantu phela izihlobo zethu siyazifuna zonke ezihamba laphana zifika zidlule. Khangela kathesi ukuthi bangaphi into abazikhulumayo khona ngale tiyene kakhulu. Ngabe imali zakhona zonke zifakwa kwezempila? Impila kahle lemfundo yinto ezibalulekile emhlabeni baba.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ube lelanga elihle lobusuku obuhle mnumzana Zaba.
Ngiyabonga kanti.
Yebo. Blessing, you know, Mr. Zaba, they is talking about, first of all, he says, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, this is a health issue, it's a health topic, but, you know, it's unfortunate that politics always creeps in. And then he says at the same time, you know, it's unfortunate that those people with money, the politicians, are going out of the country whenever they don't feel well. So he says, you know, he's not a hearted person, but he wishes someone senior would maybe face, you know, some difficulties, and then maybe that would force them to improve the health situation in the country.
Chris, I think we are now being joined by Dr. Ivan Mastara of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Dr. Mastara, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for hosting us.
Chris, maybe you can...
Yes, Dr. Mastara, how are you? It's Chris Gande.
Hi, Chris. How are you? I'm great, man. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much. First of all, would you give us a situation of how bad the situation is? Because from what we are gathering, there is a shortage mostly of anesthetics. Can you give us a broader picture?
Yes. There was a circular which was circulated, which was sent on the 16th. By the head of the anesthetic department, communicating that they were suspending elective surgeries because of shortages of drugs which are pethidine, morphine, and adrenaline. These drugs are used post-operatively to treat pain. So they're saying it's not in the interest of patients to do those operations where we are not sure about pain control and resuscitation.
Mm. Yeah, before we even go any further, would you explain to us what elective surgery is?
Okay, so elective surgery is a non-emergency surgical procedure. An example I would give, say, a woman who has a breast lump which is suspected to be cancer or confirmed to be cancer and requires to have a surgery to remove that cancerous lump from her body. That will be classified as an elective surgery. It's not immediately life-threatening, although, you see, we would want to have the surgery as soon as possible, since every day that you have that cancer in your body, reducing your survival chances. So it's an elective surgery basically would be something that is not immediately life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, talking about the drug shortages, I mean, if the hospital does not even have painkillers, Dr. Mastara, what else is still there? You know, is there any reason to keep them open anymore?
I think what the consultants are doing is trying to make the best out of a terrible, of a bad situation. I think obviously for some reasons they have to keep the hospitals open so that they can, the public can still have confidence and they can kind of conceal their failure. But if you manage to get that circular, it's actually mentioning that even antibiotics are not there. So I think it's a dire situation. You can't have a hospital without antibiotics, since most of the ailments are caused by bugs, which would require antibiotics for them to be rectified.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dr. Mastara, I see from the memorandum that the situation will be reviewed. I think they say next week or midweek this week. Do you see any improvement in the next few days?
Maybe they are running around to get the funding, but the thing is, you see, most of these drugs they are mentioning, they are found in pharmaceutical companies all over town. The issue is to do with resources. Maybe as it is, a rather central hospital is broke and they have no money. According to some inside information, they were saying the government last disbursed money to the government hospitals sometime last year. So they're operating on a shoestring budget, really.
Thank you, Dr. Mastara. Please do stay on the line. Regatiende ku South Africa, kunam koma muka. Magadi.
No, sir, I'm Magadi.
Ndiva muka, erikana kuti muka.
Ndivo vaya va muka.
Va muka, okay. Magadi va muka.
Ndinofara hangu makadini mukoma blessing.
Aiwa tiri nani nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iva muka anziri hakuna mushonga kana painkillers zvai.
Zvinhu zvinodo ndi hachitingoti inini handinyanya hangu kuvhundutswa nazvo nokuti zvongora kuti zvangogara zvangu vapachena kuti wagwara unongobuda kushe kana bona pavakabatsirwa vakanobatsirwa vovo kunze uku. Zvokuratidza kuti zvinhu zvasina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Zvino zvangosaravo kunesu vasina zvunhu to amenti torara masei ne tochera miti yorudzi hatizivi chinda zveku ku ndishoti toenda kupi chaiko nokuti kuti tindi tiuye ku South Africa kunodhura kuMozambique kwacho hakumbonzwisiki kuti kuri kugona kubatsirikawo here kana kuti kwete zvino asi hurumende yedu ndo inonyanya kusisa zvairi kuita nokuti unowana vachinyati yoku kukoshesa zvinhu zvisingafani kukoshesewa kuratidzira kunorunyararo kwako chinofanirwa kungosiyiwa kwakadero kwete kuti vonotenga mazvombo zvokunokuwedzera mapurisa kuti varwisane nevanhu vanhu vakuvara ivavo vanonoratwa kupi hazvina kungozvigadzirira matambudziko kunoitwa nehurumende yedu vanosunga vanhu vanoendesa kumatare mari inoshanda ikoko yanga ifanirwa kushanda kuiti kuministry of health nokuti ndokunoupenyu ndokofanirwa kukoshesiwa zvino unoona kuti negurukota redu rohutano harinenge ndunga handizivi kuti chii chinomboitika kuti dai vakasarudzawo havomwe chero muovheti hake hasina zvaanoziva nokuti hazvidibooni musiyano uripo nokuti munhu akangodzidzira puti nomunhu wakadzidzira kudhokotera hamboratidzi kuti wakadzidzira kudhokotera kana iyezvizvi minister of finance kana achibhabhajeti rake kuti wakamboisawo here kana kobiri kuministry of health kana zvinhu zvakamira seizvozvo zvinhu zvinodotitisaini handitombonzwisi kuti shuwa ichiri nyika chaiyo chaiyo here iyi kana during smith hainambogara yaiparara sezvizvi todzokera ku2008 hama dzedu kwadzakaparara nekorera dzikaparara dzimwe nokushaya mishonga muzvipatara ichi nezvibere zvisiri zvekorera zvefuti hazvo zvinotisa izvi baba
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru wamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
hai ndizvoi mukomana
tinotenda you heard there from Mr. Mhuka. He's saying that too many misplaced priorities by the government, and this is resulting in this crisis in the health sector. And he fears that Zimbabwe is slowly sliding into the 2008. You remember that era, when some hospitals were closed for quite some time. Tomboenda ku Namibia, kuna vadube. Vadube magadi.
Tinofara magadi vajonga.
Ndimukoma Blessing vajonga vari kuuya muso wechitatu paDiaspora Forum.
Mukoma Blessing vakadiko?
Haiwa isu tiri nani zvedu. Vadhube, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Hanzi zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka kuzvipatara uko.
Zvinhu zvingashamisa hazvo plus zvinorwadza chaizvo. Munoona ndosaka vanhu vachidemonstrate. Mbavha idzi dzanyanya kuba maminista vaba uyo waiswa apa waba. Ndozvinenge zvinzi nevanhu hatichaiwa rorova vanhu ngoti nyange mapurisa vacho unoshaya kuti vanonorapwa kuteyo ndizvozoka mishonga yavakushaita zvinorwadza chaizvo mufundo
saka pangagadziriswe sei vadhube tisingati hedu vanhu vari imbavha
but chakaipa ngachitaurwega because tasai kuti iwo plus iwo uda kutonga kwawo kukara kutonga vanoramba vachitonga nyika ichisvika pakuparara kuzvakadai so kuti zviite sei vanhu vaakufa vanhu vaakodaiwo vaakuuraya zvinobatsira chiimanyi
vari kutika zviri kukonzerwa nezvirango
zvirango zvipiko pane mumwe muteerera mbotaura zvema15 biriyoni zvemangoda kungangoda chirango here wabangoda waba chibage waba dhiziri wadii zvirango zvipi manje vo zvinorwadza mufunge vanhu vari kufa zvekuti yeresu wakaenda kakumahospital kuri kutsiririsa hakuna chiriko zvinotaurwa kazvitori nani hakuna hakuna chiriko nyange iyo manesi acho ari kufa nenzara hapana kana chavari kumboona
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vadhube nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita basa mukuru murave zvakanaka
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda
zvakanaka
Chris, you heard there from our caller in Namibia, Mr. Dube. He's saying that, you know, the problem in Zimbabwe is corruption. He says, you know, the leadership is corrupt. And as a result, all the resources that might otherwise be used in the health delivery system are being abused. Chris.
Okay, we'll go back to Dr. Mastara. Dr. Mastara?
Yes.
Yeah, we see yes. that this particular secular is addressed to Harare Hospital, but we understand the situation is the same throughout the country. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. The truth of the matter is that most hospitals are struggling to acquire basic drugs. As you know, Netfarm is operating at around 10% capacity. So it used to be the major source of pharmaceutical drugs for government hospitals. But due to lack of funding, it has found itself struggling to provide those drugs. So the most hospitals are struggling. They are barely surviving, but the situation has just been worse at Harare Central Hospital. But if we continue this trend, I foresee most central and provincial hospitals also stopping surgical procedures.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Mastara, what is the alternative for people? Are drugs available, say, at private hospitals, and are they affordable?
You know, most people are unemployed. We're talking of an unemployment of greater than 80%. So, yes, in private facilities, you can get those drugs. But, you see, patients will come to government hospitals initially, low-income earners. So they actually expect free treatment. So expecting them to get services from private hospitals would be expecting too much from them, given the situation currently in the country. So I think most people are just staying at home, and I think maybe seeking alternative treatment like these prophets and traditional healers.
And what are the side effects of that?
Definitely, I think we see an increase in mortality rates. I think, well, I don't have the statistics offhand, but I'm sure a lot of people are dying in homes because they can't access medical services.
Oh, that's a sad situation, really. So, Dr. Mastara, do you see any changes now that we have reached this, we have gone to this far? And do you think there's going to be any change? Is the government doing more than just looking, scraping around for here and there? Do you think maybe even in the budget or something, or are we going to see any change, do you think?
I really don't think we're going to. I'm not expecting. You see, if we look in January of this year, there was an outcry by workers at the same hospital, at Harare Central Hospital, after the chief executive officer bought himself a Jeep Cherokee worth $88,000 for cash. And the nurses, they were protesting because that money would have been used to buy essential drugs and medicines. The nurses approached the relevant minister to say, can you instigate some disciplinary hearing for over this misuse of money? The minister did nothing. To put this into perspective, a vial of an antibiotic costs something like 80 cents. So 88,000 would have bought enough antibiotics to last Harare Hospital the next 3 or 4 years. But if you have a minister ignoring such abuse of resources and then turning around and saying the government has no money, it just means the corruption levels have been are now endemic, and no one really has control. Then secondly, there's the Abuja Declaration, which stipulates that the health budget has to be around 15% of the total budget. The Minister of Finance has been neglecting that over the years. I think the allocation for health has been around 8-9%, and I see the Minister Chinamasa continuing with that trend and underfunding the health sector. Yet Zimbabwe is a signatory to the Abuja Declaration. So I'm not very hopeful with this situation, mainly because of corruption in the state public health institutions and a lack of will at the higher level of the Minister of Finance.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mastara. Ongu vatereri manzwa Dr. Mastara vachitaura kuti zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka, vachitiwo zvakakosha kuti hurumende inge ichisa mari muzvipatara kuti itenge mishonga. Vataurawo kuti nenyaya yekuti kuzvipatara hakuna mushonga, vanhu vakumanikidzwa kuti vaende kudzinganga, vamwe vachiendawo kumaprofita, zvaakupawo kuti vamwe vasingakwanisi kuti vange vachiwana mari dzekuti vanorapwa kumaprivate hospitals kana kunze vange vachishaya vari mudzimba, zvikuratidza kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Chris.
Yebo kambe valaleli, lingasitumela i-text message ku-202-465-0318 nombolo ngiyaphinda njalo +1 202-465-0318 ukuze sixoxelani lapha, sixoxa ke lamhlanje ngodaba lwezibhedlela. Izibhedlela lapha siyeza ukuthi hayi akumanga kahle. Silo mhlonitshwa wethu uDokotela Ivan Mastara, nguye sixoxa la lapha, useke wabamba bambi indaba ezihlukeneyo lapha. Uyasitshela ubana hayi ngokubona kwakhe kukhanya akuthembisi man, uthi yena umnyaka usiyaphela lapha, hayi asazi ukuthi kuyaba kuhamba njani, ngoba nxa sikhangela kwamanye amazwe siyabona ukubana i-budget imele ikhiphe imali engange 15% isiya kundleko yezempila kahle, kodwa hayi eZimbabwe lona nxa sikhangela iyandise ukufaka kunapho bo 8 kumbe kusiya ku 9%, okutshengisela ukuthi hayi imali kayikho sibili blessing.
Tinemwe mutereri mkoma Elias ku South Africa. Makadi mkoma Elias? Mukoma Elias?
Yes, ngoma blessing, how are you?
Magadi yenyu.
Aiwa, ndinofara. Sorry, network is gonna be a problem, because ndiri kudriver.
Aiwa, it's okay, as long as muri safe, nekuti hatiri kutaura nemunhu anenge achidriver, mukoma Elias. Kana
asina connected ne Bluetooth, it's fine.
Okay, mukoma Elias vari model. Nekuti mungaite njodzi, mukoma Elias, zvinhu zviri dangerous, right? Taurai tinzwe. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi, hanzi hakuna mushonga kuzvipatara kuZimbabwe.
Yeah, my first thing iripo ndeyekuti ma government officials na dambudziko riri kuita vari kuzvifungira ivo pachavo, because ukatarisa most of them vanotengerana, they buy in fancy cars, vachishandisa mari yehurumende instead yekuti mari iyoyo vakatora that mari iyoyo vakaisa mari iyoyo kuti itenge mushonga muzvipatara vanhu vorarama. Ukatarisa for a good example, ivo vakarwara they run away kuya kuno kunana South Africa kwandiri nini. You can hear today kwabacha tunga vaenda kumalaysia kunorapwa. Why is there vasiri kukwanisa kumirawo pachipatara nyata zvinoita vamwe, because vari kuzoti hamuna chinhu. Saka ivo vakastopa kuti vaendewo kunzeko vaise mushonga muzvipatara. I guess zvinoita especially pamari yenyika, varegedze ivo kutarisa kuhomwe dzavo nekuvana vavo vakwanise kubatsirawo nyika. I think vakakwanisa zvinhu izvozvo kati nyika yedu mushonga haisa yakashayika muzvipatara.
Ko kunana taurai.
Okay, taurai.
And anchitiwo ko kunana South Africa zvakamira sei zvinhu muzvipatara?
Muzvipatara iye South Africa mukoma zvese, everything is free. Ini ndichitaura kudai so, ndakaita accident ndakatakutakurwa nehelicopter kuendeswa kuchipatara. Mahara, I didn't even pay even a cent. Ndadonha nemota. Ndakauya ndakatakurwa nehelicopter panga ndiri pachinzi ambulance inononoka ndogona kusvika ndapo. Ndakatakurwa, handina kana sendera ndakabvisa, nanhasi ndiri penyu. Everything mahara.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinotenda hangu. And another thing, pana baba vataura vari kuHarare vati vana baba vavo vakashaya and stuff, vanga vachiti vane henia. Ndinokumbirawo muvapawo nhamba dzangu, and then vakakwanisa kundifonera, ndinokwanisa kuvaakomodheta kumba kwangu kuno South Africa so that vanopiwa medication.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, tichavafonera tinzwe kuti mungabatanisei.
Ndokwanisa kuti mavafupawo nhamba dzangu, and then ndinokwanisa kuvaakomodheta, because nditori neumwe mudikani wangu akashaya nekuda kwechirwere ichocho, anonokerwawo zvakare.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias.
Aiwa, ndotenda zvakanaka mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Chris, you heard there from Elias. You know, the most important thing he said there is that you remember one of our callers said he has hernia and he cannot go to South Africa because it's expensive.
Mm.
And Elias is volunteering to accommodate him. So we'll try to connect the two. But I think essentially he's also talking about corruption, government ministers buying cars instead of investing in the health sector. And he says that is what has destroyed the country's health delivery system. And he says if he compares what is happening in South Africa to what is happening in Zimbabwe, you know, you can't just compare the two. South Africa, the health delivery sector is first class, you know, but unfortunately for Zimbabwe, not so.
Not even second class. Okay, so Dr. Mastara, how would you say, or how would you compare the private and the general hospitals, the services? I mean, we know it's more expensive in the private. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there are worlds apart. If you look since independent, can you count the number of hospitals that the government has constructed? Most of the hospitals that are public were built in the pre-colonial pre-independence era. So even if you talk of simple things such as infrastructure, machinery, they are using old equipment in government hospitals. The private hospitals have seen an increase. There's been a lot of investment over the years. New hospitals cropping up which offer high-class services. But the people on the ordinary men on the street can't afford. Myself as a Zimbabwean doctor, you know, it's expensive. If my parents were to force it today to get them into avenues, I would actually struggle. Compound this to the medical insurance companies, which are not really working, which are not really being regulated well by the Ministry of Health. So we really have a crisis regarding health services in this country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mastara. Please do stay on the line. Towards the of South Africa, Zakari Kuna Mkoma Joshua. Magadi Mkoma Joshua.
No, sir, Magadi Mkoma Blessing.
Aywa, Tiripo Mkoma Joshua, Nyayari Mdari Roma Inzwa.
Yeah, I do be in Roma Mkoma. Soon as you know what I hospital made a Munamishonga. As it seems, you know, the Shami Samkoma, this is the Ukarwara, somebody sema operation Arkuta or Ronzi, Unokona, good. Most people are wanting to operation. Sometimes I'm not refer to my job, the Kanakuni, it means a farmer, I want to refer to enough pharmacy card. Why is it easy to refer to my pharmacy or Kokumu? The end of the pharmacy only one would have no thing I use. Which means the panel is in the city, panel world in the city, because the Shungai Shaka Mosito, then Unonia, Wamshunga Mosito, was direct or saying, I don't think I'm Shunga Pakat. It's not the business.
Refunded.
One is how Maria Gawanda, but Mugata is a yes. The Gatti Muma told me Monopina Maria Gawanda, Mountaja, who does this. Mugata Sakuma border, one of the main border, basically. Monopina Maria Gawanda, but Maria is not using it. Well, Maria is a group college, Karanema Purisacho, Mapurisa wants to go better, Mapurisa Masoja was over the Marima ticket, because Maru Bloga wanted them written. Marima tickets, the Marzi is no better one.
Kuti uchienda kuchipatara kweko wonzo kuti hapana ropa inanotenga but ndiwo atore hwaropa racho saka zvinhu zvisingashandi kuti zvinoningirizwa
Oso pesa mauzo kuti demaji mama ni mazizi huta. Yoko tu anuapore muzine mshonga. Unge chuta chinga tama mshonga hicho chipu hicho kama chukutenga mmojo. Eja jideta kama mzungu zina.
Aiwatinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua.
Woti chuta jalo chinotokunwa nenyama yeyo kubvizi woto zvekumusha yonikire. Wozi igai ikurudziro yekuti hurumende inenge yapererwa kusha kana kuti vanhu vanenge vachikurudzira vaya.
Mhm.
Avanyadzi kutanga vanyadzofunga kuti chuta jalo chinonzi zvinenge chakavharirwa mukeji chipo chikafu.
Mhm.
Saka hurumende ngaiti tiro serious.
Aiwatino
pa ma hospital apa. Kavaiso budget is better to amboisa ukota kuti wapuwa umwe mushonga umwe wacho waushaiwa kwete totally kuti hakuna mushonga zvachose.
Mhm.
Azvibatsiri.
Tinotenda mukoma Joshua.
Tinotenda mukoma.
Mhm. Chris, you heard from Joshua there. He's not a happy citizen. He says at least if the quarter of what is required is better, compared to saying there's nothing totally, you know. I think we have our second guest, Chris, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo.
Yes. Ms. Kumalo? I think I heard the line dropping.
Hello?
Okay. Hello. welcome, Ms. Kumalo.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Ms. Kumalo, we know you are the Member of Parliament and you are no stranger to the health facilities yourself. So we decided we could have you for a few minutes on our show and give us your own perspective about the health situation in the country.
The health situation in Zimbabwe, it is our worst nightmare. We have come to a stage whereby as Zimbabweans, we are now being forced to go to the so-called witch doctors as a way of survival, because going into any government hospital this day and age, let's say you need an operation, you have to buy every single thing that is needed for you to undergo that op. And the answers that we are getting from the administrators of these health institutions is that they have not been given any money to run those institutions. And if any money was allocated, any vote that was allocated to them, it's only on paper, but not in using it. So what basically what it means is the ZANU-PF government has decided to sentence every Zimbabwean that is sick to death, because hospitals in Zimbabwe are now our death beds, not our healing beds. A good example, I'm just coming from a funeral. One of our comrades passed on. She had a headache on Friday, and tomorrow we're burying her. So you can imagine that treatable diseases are now killing us, which are not supposed to kill us.
Mm-hmm. And Honorable Kumalo, most Zimbabweans are actually complaining that they don't think the government ministers, cabinet ministers, actually seek treatment in Zimbabwe. Is that so? What happens if they fall sick?
When not government ministers alone, mm-hmm. the PS looters and their cronies, the moment they get sick, the first thing that they do is jump into a plane. And for your own information, they don't even use Air Zimbabwe. They use the other airlines from other countries to go and get treated in other countries. And the big question is, we have education systems where we trained out very good doctors. Which doctors today, if you go anywhere in the world, are one of the best doctors in those particular hospitals? But they are running away from the same hospitals that they are failing to fund for us to be treated, because they are confirming that these hospitals are no longer working because they are not funding them. So there's no medication. The doctors are not paid. Nurses are not paid. The food that we eat in those hospitals is alarming. I was detained at UBH. Patients were given salsa and cabbage. no cooking oil, no tomato. And the reason why these patients were eating cabbage was because one of the ZANU-PF looters had a farm and he had grown cabbages. So the only way for him to sell his product at a market where he can get a price that he can name, regardless that it doesn't match it, they decided that they're going to supply cabbages into the hospitals, meaning to say all the money that was meant to buy the food that will help patients to get better by taking their drugs instead. That is the money that is being given to these looters, and all the dietary requirements within hospitals no longer exist.
Thank you, Honorable Kumalo. Do you stay on the line, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to Dr. Mastara. Dr. Mastara, the issue, there's one issue that has been affecting the health sector, and that's the issue of remuneration, you know, this one. the payments. We have seen them. The junior doctors, especially going on strike and all that. How is the situation now, and how is it affecting the health situation in the country?
Yes, Zimbabwean doctors are one of the lowest paid doctors in the region. And you see, one of the biggest resources in any health system is human resources. So there is a lot of being demoralized, you know, you can't really put your best effort where you are not being paid as much as you would want to. Not that doctors are mercenaries, but you see, it's a global world. Like one speaker was saying, doctors, Zimbabwean trained doctors are in high demand all over the world. So you see, someone like me has colleagues in Namibia, in England, in Australia, and because it's a global world, I can actually see the kind of lifestyle they are living whilst we are struggling in Zimbabwe, trying to be patriotic. So the government has to definitely look at the salaries they are paying us, which are even up to a tenth of what a doctor in Namibia is getting. And I think this is also an issue of misplaced priorities. We don't really know why they choose to treat their doctors this way, but it is wrong because it is one of the causes of poor service in the public health system. The other issue recently is the unpredictable pay dates. Mm-hmm. You can't really plan if you don't know when you're going to get paid. If your salary for July would come the next month and the salary for September comes in October, it doesn't really make sense. Our government has to put its house in order, put its priorities in order, and make sure that people are paid on time and they're adequately paid.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of figures, what's the minimum that a junior doctor gets in Zimbabwe compared to, like you said, to Namibia, for example?
In Zimbabwe, the salaries are between 600 to 800 US dollars for junior doctors. And in Namibia, the minimum salary is around 40,000 rands to 90,000 rands. So you can see the difference translates to about to 4,000 to 9,000 US dollars, if I just using an average. So you can see the salaries are worlds apart. Mm-hmm. And with this current situation, I think we would actually start witnessing an exodus of doctors from Zimbabwe, further crippling the already shambolic health delivery system.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Mastara. Now going back to Honorable Kumalo. Now, Honorable Kumalo, I think in any country, if the situation is like this, there will be a change of government. Why is this not happening in Zimbabwe?
That's absolutely the truth. But the challenge that we are facing in Zimbabwe is for us to change the government through the ballot is a tall order. You are as good as somebody who's renting somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And whilst you are renting that house is leaking. You are forced to sleep wearing raincoats. When you go to the person, he tells you he's got better priorities, you must do something about it. The moment you do something about it, he chucks you out of the house. So that's what we are going through. Mm-hmm. So what is needed now is Zimbabweans need to stand up from all corners of Zimbabwe, regardless of political affiliation, the churches that we go to, the schools that we go to. our lives are at stake, and we need to stand up as Zimbabweans and tell the government of this deal of ZANU-PF to step down. Enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. But some are saying, you know, the opposition itself is very weak, and this has actually helped to sustain the ruling party.
The opposition on its own, it will not achieve the goal, because we are not fighting in a terrain that is level. So the time has come that all stakeholders put their heads together and we remove this monster. Because the moment we keep pointing fingers at each other, the more, the deeper into trouble that we get. And at the end of the day, all what we do is to end up crying. Let's stop crying. Let's put our heads together. We'll aim it together as Zimbabweans, regardless of political affiliation. Yes, opposition is there. It has given its best shot, but the time has come for us to put our heads together and work as a team. United we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Honorable. Please do stay on the line. Chris.
Yes, Dr. Mastara, maybe a word of advice, or I don't know what kind of advice you can offer to people right now, but what would be your comforting words to people out there?
I think, you know, I personally call myself a health and human rights activist. But you see, this kind of situation forces everyone to dabble a bit into politics. I think Zimbabweans should demand accountability from their leaders and take the opportunity for next elections to vote people who are answerable to them. This system which we have witnessed over the years, where leaders are not accountable, leaders do whatever they feel like doing with people's lives. These are lives we are talking about. It makes it difficult for us, even as doctors, to expand our duties when we have no medication to use. I think people should mobilize themselves and go and vote. And after voting, make sure that there's a system of governance where leaders are accountable. I do not wish to see my children growing up in the current Zimbabwe that we have right now. It is a really sad situation to see poor people coming to hospitals and living without getting adequate medication. It's just like sentencing someone to go and die in their homesteads. I think really there's a need of introspection among Zimbabweans, especially young Zimbabweans. I was looking at this statistics which were released by ZESN, which showed that a lot of urban youth did not bother to register or to vote in the last elections. But you see, the effects are now showing right now. The effects of staying away from voting will lead to having irresponsible leaders who are not answerable to anyone. So I just urge people to mobilize themselves in their communities and demand the right to health. Also urging health workers before this next budget allocation is announced by Honorable Chinamasa to demand a 15% allocation for the health delivery system, so that at least things can be better than they are now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mastara. Do stay on the line. Honorable?
Let me respond to that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit theoretical, not practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he's talking about making the youth, which is the vote that is very important, because mm-hmm. it is their future.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is, it is difficult for anybody to go and register as a voter as long as you have not been sent by ZANU-PF with a letter accompanied by something. One. And secondly, in terms of the law, the registrar general needs to advise the populace of the registration points. As we speak now, none of us know where these points are. You go to the registrar office, you want to go and register, you are moved from one office to another until you give up and let go.
Mm-hmm.
That's one challenge.
Mm.
Right. That means to say these kids won't need to register as voters. We go and vote. We go and vote in our numbers. There's 12 million Zimbabweans, let's say hypothetical 11 million vote. The vaults are being looked after by the central intelligence of this country and the army. Mm-hmm. And they can do anything that they want at that particular time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Honorable Kumalo. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. But we want to thank Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, opposition MDCT, Member of Parliament, and also Dr. Evans Mastara of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, our radio listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we want to thank our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, A Blessing Zulu.
And this is Chris Gande. Until we meet again, a good night, Zimbabwe.